Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. New Mexico Abortion Clinic announces its starting goal. 75 abortions a week or bust, says the new abortuary, PRI President Stephen Mosier reports. As hugely profitable nonprofit Planned Parenthood has made clear over the years, there is an awful lot of money to be made in killing babies in the womb. So it is not surprising that each and every abortion clinic strives to carry out as many executions as possible to maximize their profit. Still, it's a little bit jolting to read about a new abortion clinic in Albuquerque, New Mexico, that has set a target, what it calls a starting goal, of no fewer than 75 abortions a week. This clinic in Democrat-run New Mexico has not even opened its doors yet, and it is already salivating at the prospect of the massive profits that it will make. At its projected 75 abortions a week, the new killing field will rake in an estimated $3 million a year. Of course, in announcing its plans, the abortuary makes no mention of money. Rather, Whole Women's Health, as it ridiculously styles itself, talks about providing compassionate care, claiming that the fully bilingual clinic staff aims to create an environment that helps patients shed personal and cultural shame and stigma around abortion care. In other words, before the abortion, they will somehow anesthetize your conscience. The reason that Whole Women's Health is so optimistic about its business prospect lies in neighboring Texas, whose pro-life laws have forced the closure of dozens of abortion clinics, including its own. It hopes Texas women will cross state lines to help them achieve their dead baby goal. The new Albuquerque baby killing business promises to end the lives of babies up to 18 weeks of gestation, but this is just the beginning. Its ultimate goal is to carry out abortions up to 24 weeks, which, of course, is past the point of viability. A spokeswoman for Texas Right to Life has made clear what is really at stake. If Whole Women's Health truly cared about being compassionate toward women, the company would not lie by telling them that abortion is good and necessary. They would help women succeed while having their babies and succeed as parents or work through an adoption plan, not setting a dead baby goal. But it all makes sense when you look at the numbers. $3 million in a year. We all know that abortion stops a beating heart and leaves most women devastated. The abortionists at Whole Women's Health know this as well, but driven by greed, they go to great lengths to hide what they really do. Even their very name is a lie. Abortion is not health care, and an abortion does not make a woman whole, but empties her of the life she is carrying. I pray that Albuquerque pro-lifers will respond by setting up a crisis pregnancy center across the street from Whole Women's Health, and that sidewalk counselors will be outside the abortuary every day when the killing begins to tell young women the truth about what reproductive justice or women's health care, so-called, really are. If they don't reach their killing quota, their dead baby quota, they will soon close up shop, because at the end of the day, it is all about the money. This has been your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Thanks for listening.